Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Holy Gospel according to John, beginning with the 15th chapter at the 26th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the very beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no more. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Now I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and then declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. And for this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, a couple years ago, my wife and I attended a graduation ceremony for my son. He's in the field of education and he received a graduate degree in that field. And now he serves as a principal near Roselle, Illinois, which up there around Schaumburg, Woodfield, if you know the area. And I can tell you this, I still remember that day. The weather for the ceremony was just perfect, almost like this weekend, cool and sunny. And the university band played Pomp and Circumstance, as you would expect, and families cheered the graduates on as they received their diploma. And the faculty marched resplendently in their multicolored robes, academic robes. Afterwards, my son, his wife, and daughters, and my wife and myself, we all adjourned to the Red Apple Cafe in Palatine to enjoy a celebratory meal. And I can tell you, a good time was had by all, and it was such a beautiful day. Well, making a step from there, across our nation, graduation ceremonies take place at high school and colleges, even this weekend. Students who completed their studies will receive a degree and begin a new stage in their life. When I was at my son's graduation, I met a young woman who said she had received a Master of Social Work degree a year earlier. And so I asked her, I said, "Well, has that degree made any difference in your life?" And she replied this way. She said, "With the degree, she became director of an adult daycare center in Oswego, Illinois." And when you think about that, we hope education leads to an advancement in life and our work, that we're able to go out and do more, accomplish more. I suggest all of this to you, bring it to your attention today, because I think graduation day fits really well with Pentecost Sunday and our gospel for this day. In the gospel of the Last Supper, it describes a dialogue between Jesus and his disciple. The days when Jesus would personally guide and instruct his disciples, well, they're just about over. So the disciples must be prepared to go out into the world without the physical presence of Jesus to lead them. And so they question whether or not they're really ready to take on this responsibility for the mission and the ministry of the church. Jesus addresses their concerns with a great discourse at the Last Supper. He reassures them that they're prepared for the tasks that lie ahead. In a way, the disciples, well, they're like students who have completed a course of instruction. The disciples listened and they learned from Jesus. Now they must take what they have learned and put it into practice. The Last Supper marks a transition in their lives. It's both a beginning and an end. They completed their studies, but now they begin the work of ministry for which they have prepared. Today, the Apostle Philip seeks reassurance from Jesus in this transition. He asks Jesus to show them God the Father. And Jesus, of course, is not going to do that, but instead he instructs them about what God has done in himself. He says, God is in him, and he is in God. And he adds these words, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. In other words, Jesus, he's one with God. God reveals himself in Jesus. When you see Jesus, you have seen God's intention and purpose for humanity. Jesus reminds the disciples what his revelation in himself means for them. He says this, he says, very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And, in fact, will do greater work than these because I am going to the Father. Well, what a daunting message that must have been to hear. The disciples will do greater works than Jesus? Wow, that's pretty special. Now, Jesus lays out just how he's going to help them. And he says, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And not only will God do great things through the disciples, but he promises them the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says this, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, an advocate, to be with you forever. And he explains this way, this is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. They will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And what will the Spirit of truth accomplish? Well, he tells us this. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. The Holy Spirit guides the church in the absence of Jesus and leads it forward. Jesus reassures his disciples by saying this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. The future is not to be feared, but embraced with confidence. God will be with them. The promise of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, is fulfilled on Pentecost, which we observe, of course, today. We read, when the disciples were in one place, suddenly from heaven a sound like the rush of a wind, violent wind, filled the house where the disciples were sitting. Tongues of fire appeared and rested on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in other languages. And people from every nation gathered in Jerusalem on Pentecost, and heard the gospel in their own language. We call Pentecost the birthday of the church, but we could also remember it as a day of graduation for the disciples. At the Last Supper, they learn from Jesus what God expects of them, and on Pentecost Day, they're sent to participate in the redemption of this creation. Their education is complete, and now is the time for them to practice what they've learned. There's a story, and the story tells of a husband and wife who were both doctors. One was a doctor of theology, and the other was a doctor of medicine. And one day their doorbell rang, and the couple's daughter answered the door. And the visitor asked her for the doctor. The daughter's response was this. She said, "Do you want the one who preaches, or do you want the one who practices?" Well, we think about that, and we say, you know, it's not enough to know the Word of God. We've got to practice it as well. We may preach it, but we better do it too. And maybe I can share another story with you. One Pentecost Sunday, a congregation filled the church, and ushers handed each person a red carnation to symbolize the festive spirit of that day. And the people listened attentively to the reading of the Pentecost story from the book of Acts, describing how the disciples heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, and how the Holy Spirit appeared like tongues of fire and wind from heaven. And a woman sitting in the first pew shouted out, sitting in the first pew, she threw that red carnation she received towards the altar, and she said, "Like the powerful wind from heaven." The pastor paused, and then he began his sermon again and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us." And again the same lady's voice rang out again and said, "Like the tongues of fire." And she threw another red carnation up towards the altar. Again the pastor paused and he looked at her and he said, "Now throw your pocketbook." And the woman replied, "Well, Pastor, the wind just died and the fire went out." Too often, you know, it's a little bit like that in our own life. We hear God's word, but we fail to let it empower and guide us in all that we say and do. So on this Pentecost Sunday, we affirm we have heard the word of God through Jesus Christ, and that we too have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And like graduates, we're prepared to take that word and put it into practice in the life of the church and in our own personal lives. And so may the Holy Spirit empower you for ministry. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.